The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So I want to talk about the weather instead and flood forecasting. So a lot of people might not realise this. Metairn have a flood forecasting centre that is in development. We got a statement from them a little bit earlier on this front. They say, yes, it is being developed as part of a government-wide approach to flooding in line with international best practice. It's being developed and the development is being led by the Office of Public Works. So God only knows how much that's all going to cost us when it's done and dusted. They say, until then, they provide specifically tailored information and guidance to key stakeholders such as local authorities, the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management and other agencies. But is that good enough? Should they not be sharing what they have, the information and the data, more widely? Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is with me, as is Aidan Farrelly, the Social Democrat TD, who I'm sure is glad that week in the Dáil is over. Aidan, you brought this up actually amid the cacophony in the Dáil this week. One of the real issues that was raised. So what is the issue here for people at home?
Yeah, I think to put it succinctly, there are people like Alan and others who are doing incredible work, very valuable work in Ireland in terms of being able to forecast what is potentially coming in terms of weather. And it looks like the government and the OPW have developed some software that is very valuable to local authorities in terms of informing our weather warnings. And what people like Alan and others, I'm sure, are looking for is access to that information. I think when it comes to weather forecasting, information is power. And there's an opportunity here, I think, for the OPW, like you say, who have had their I suppose, controversial projects recently. This is an opportunity for actually a really public win. And notwithstanding, it's not as simple and straightforward as putting it out there for people to understand. They would note themselves that it has been developed particularly to suit the needs of those stakeholders. But given there's been such public investment, I think there really is warrant for the likes of people in Cork who are always, you know, concerned about flooding, and understandably so. If they had accurate information to make sure that they could better plan and prepare, it's a no-brainer to me that information isn't made available.
So, Alan, the issue you would have is what? Is that this information is there, Metairn have it, but they're not sharing it. Is that it?
Nut of the issue that I've been raising for over 2 years now. And I actually put in an FOI request to get a copy of one of these briefings that was given to the county councils last year. And I got it, be it a month after it was issued, with no redactions whatsoever. So I just cannot understand why that information that's been provided to county councils cannot be made public on Metairn's website, even with the kind of warning this system is in development, call it beta mode, you know, whatever way you want to, you know, dress it up to make sure that people understand it is still in development. But I don't think people in flood affected areas expect to get forecasts from county councils. They expect to get it from Metairn. There is a flood forecasting team there. They're spending millions on it now, as the TD, the parliamentary question, said over 4 million has been spent on it this year, which is a really small change when you look at the impact of flooding. So let's just make the information that they have, and as it gets developed, it'll get better and they can share more and more of it.
Well, when it comes to local authorities, and there's lots of people in all local authorities who do sterling work, but they don't all kind of do the same work in the same way. And it just strikes me as well, Aidan, that by filtering the information out through local authorities, you end up with kind of 31 different results, possibly.
And I think, Storm My Own kind of showed us that the weather warnings at times, there can be an element of fatigue there. There can be an element of maybe us not paying enough attention to it, because we maybe look for the county boundary, or we look for the area that's very local to us. But quite often, weather doesn't go by county boundaries at all. So when this information is disseminated, we have so many questions as to how it's disseminated to local authorities. Is it specific to that county? And if so, what detail is provided? People need information. People need access to information when we're talking about potentially hundreds of millions of euros worth of damage when weather events, which will continue to worsen in this climate crisis, when we can't prepare adequately, it leaves us in a position where we're reactive. And what this software, I think, potentially could do is allow communities, allow business, allow people in their homes the opportunity to be much more preemptive when it comes to weather warnings. So we'd fully support it. I do think there is potential risks associated with that, and there's no point in ignoring those, because if we react in some way that is an emergency based on something that we don't fully understand, and then that doesn't come to pass, that can lead to frustration, I think, and further fatigue. So there might be an element of making sure that the way it's captured for the current stakeholders is amended to make sure that, you know, Joe blogs like myself who wouldn't really have an expertise in this area can understand it much more clearer.
Alan, Met Aaron didn't include this now in their statement, but I suspect behind the scenes that's one of the concerns they have, is that they don't want to publish information or to make public information that we, most of us, I say we, I'm not including you in this, but the rest of us are incapable really of understanding it. There would be a degree of overreaction.
There's always a risk of that, but at the same time, they issue weather warnings at the moment. So I can't see how, you know, adding flood forecast warnings into that and making the data available will offer any more of a risk than what's already there in terms of interpretation. Like, for example, as Aidan said there, the county by county system is a bit, you know, it's very tiring for people in East Cork and West Cork.
It's mental. Mm. It's actually mental that King John divided up Ireland into counties in 1210 or whenever it was. Mm. And in 2025, we use it as a basis for weather warnings. Anyway, go on. Sorry, Alan.
Yeah, so I mean, there's already issues there. So I don't think you're going to create any bigger issue by making this data available. As I say, you can give it the health warnings and say this is available, you know, in a beta mode. But I know that every time that there's a rainfall warning for in around the Middleton area, I get so many messages on Instagram and other social media from people who literally can't sleep and are petrified and are wondering, you know, what does this warning mean? Because you have to remember the weather warnings are completely separate from flood warnings. So you could get four yellow rainfall warnings in a row. And obviously on the fourth day of heavy rainfall, the impact is going to be much, much more than what it is on the first day when you've had a dry spell. So the weather warnings do not capture flood warnings. And they will say, oh, but it includes the word saying risk of flooding. But if you issue a yellow weather warning for Cork and say a risk of flooding, and then East Cork gets hit with a deluge of rain and floods happen and other parts of Cork, you're going to have two sets of people. One that are saying, why do we have a warning at all? And the other saying, this should have been a red warning. So there's real issues that need to be addressed. And making this data available, considering it was made available to me under an FOI, I just cannot understand why it can't be made available when it's actually useful to the population.
Why do you think, Alan?
Why do I think? I think there's a fear of getting it wrong. Okay. And I think there's also a fear of expose. Like what I saw in what I got, to be honest with you, was while it was very good in what it was there, it was lacking in detail because there's a lot of more investment needed for rainfall gauges, for example, in upland areas. We need more monitors on rivers. So they're lacking the data that will help them to develop this system to be fully there. Now, this part of the OPW, Met Aaron, I've been playing, bouncing between those two different departments within the government and within Met Aaron and the OPW themselves. I have emails from OPW telling me that Met Aaron was responsible, and I have emails from Met Aaron telling me the OPW is responsible. And I met previously with both ministers, and they agreed that it was meant to be moving to Met Aaron from to the Department of Housing away from the OPW. But for some reason, that hasn't happened. So I don't understand why there's confusion still over who's even responsible for this, because Met Aaron keeps saying it's the OPW, but OPW keep telling me it's Met Aaron.
All right. Aidan, will this possibly, when it's all up and running, whether they give this information out to the public more readily, or we have to wait until this centre is finally completed and up and running, will there be an impact or potential impact on home insurance for people?
Mm. And the central bank kind of published the flood protection gap report last year, which it kind of had some stark findings in terms of kind of 1 in 20 buildings today have limited access in terms of flood cover. So it certainly would have an impact. But when we're looking at the kind of average annual cost of flooding, somewhere in the region of 100 million euros in the state, if we were able to avoid a fraction of that by releasing this information, it would kind of cover itself in costs very, very quickly. Yeah. So notwithstanding, it absolutely would. I think the points that Alan raises are spot on. I'm due to meet Minister Boxer Moore next week about Castletown out in Selbridge. I'll be sure to raise this because I think let's drive it on. I think there's no brainer here. Let's work together on it.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see what comes out of that meeting. You might let us know. Aidan Farrelly is a Social Democrat TD. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.